Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side today. I'm Kevin Allen, and we're going to talk Tawas Uncorked once again. The 7th Annual Wine, Ale, and Food Festival is coming up on Saturday, August 1st. And joining us from the Friends of the East Tawas Library, Mac McKinnon. How are you, Mac?
I'm great, Kevin. Thanks.
Glad to have you back.
Thanks for the invite.
You're welcome. And Jasmine Tubbs is here, too. How are you, Jasmine?
Hi, great.
Now, this is your first time on. Jasmine, give us a little background on you.
Jasmine Tubbs, I'm here in Tawas. We belong to the Village Chocolatier.
Yeah,
so indeed. Getting involved with the Uncorked here.
Yeah, so this is your first year doing this then?
Yes.
Oh, all right. Well, and I know Mac is showing you the right way, isn't she?
Yeah, yes.
She is.
Showing us a lot.
Well, Mac, it's coming up Saturday, August 1st. It's noon till 6 at Harbor Park in East Tawas, and it sounds like things are lined up and ready to go.
They are.
Yeah.
Tent goes up Wednesday morning.
Wow.
Tosca does electrical Thursday morning. Ben Gross does our fence for us. As soon as he gets somebody else to work with him, we're cool. We're good to go.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about what's going to be going on that afternoon. Lots of wineries this year.
17 this year, the most we've ever had. And Saturday night, I got a call from another one that wanted to get in. And we've been trying to get these organics in now for the last 2 years because we have a request for them. I don't have any more room. We'd have to put them in the parking lot.
And I guess that's a good thing, right?
It is. It's a good thing.
Yeah.
So somebody for Jasmine to get a hold of next year.
Exactly, yeah. Well, you know, and the word of mouth is out there. And I know we have talked before when we've had you on that, you know, a lot of the wineries and the vintners you talk to say, this is the best show they come to. This is one of the best shows in the state.
Well, I keep wondering if they tell everybody that. But they do tell us that we are the best organized. And they've told us that from year one. And I think it's just because we had really great people on the committee to start out.
Exactly. So. And this year also some breweries are going to be coming in.
Yeah, we've always had breweries, but we're beginning to realize that a lot of people, you know, they're definitely not wine drinkers. So we've always had a few. But this year we've got 7.
Wow.
So Griffin Beverage, who's our distributor locally, they're bringing 6. And that will include, of course, the ever-popular Bell's Brewery and Mackinac, and also the New Holland, which is part of our raffle prize, and Schertz Brewery, which we've missed for a couple of years, and we kept trying to get them back, and here they are.
So not only do we got some great wines, but some great craft beers, too, then.
Absolutely.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And now we'll turn things over to Jasmine, because she's going to talk about the fine food that's going to be out there, right, Jasmine?
Yes. We have 8 vendors coming in. Some of our local popular establishments like Mr. Jack's, Neiman's, and Northwoods. And of course, Kleino's will be smoking some ribs and things. Yeah. We'll be offering food.
All right.
In addition, we have some out-of-towns coming. The Willow Tree from West Branch and Flint Crepe, who's been there, I think, every year? 3 years, last 3 years.
All right.
And is always popular. They always sell out of crepes. So we know people love them. And then in addition, Village Chocolatier will be offering their dark chocolate that everyone likes to taste with red wine. And Brew Crew will have some things.
So we're
excited.
So this really is an event, isn't it?
Yes.
It
all
is.
All afternoon, be outside, enjoy the wine and the weather.
Outside too, it's going to be beautiful. We're hoping for some great weather. I know in the past the weather has been terrific for this event. And not only do we got great food, great wine, and great brews, but we got great raffle prizes too, as always.
We do. We've got great raffle prizes. First prize this year, worth $1,500. We're giving away, we don't actually give you this lodging house and winery, but anyway, 3 nights, 4 days at the major bed and breakfast in Fenville, which is called the Kingsley House B&B, noted for being one of the top 10 romantic B&Bs in the country. Now, who would think?
Yeah, in Fenville.
They have 3 breakfasts, and I have stayed there to check it out, make sure this place was okay. The breakfast is great. The hosts are great. There's a gourmet farm-to-table restaurant in town, dinner there, a tour of the Fenville Winery, some wine, of course, the ever-popular couples massage.
There you go.
We won't say more about that. Jacuzzi room. And let's see, there's one. Oh, yeah, and a tour of the New Holland Brewery.
Yes.
So, I mean, this is a great gift.
It is.
So worth $1,500. Second prize, 2 kayaks, paddles, paddle jackets. Nordic Sports is always so good to
us. They are, yeah.
And they give us those at a discount to help us out and help the library. that prize worth $1,200.
Nice.
Our third prize is a little hard to gauge, but it is a wheelbarrow, mm-hmm. and it's full of wine and beer.
Wow.
And I'm estimating.
It's a good, easy take home.
Oh, whoa. And this isn't junk. I mean,
right,
you know, we've got wineries in the state that are winning gold.
Yes.
At the London Wine Show, the international show.
International.
That's the biggest
you're right.
in the world.
Yeah.
So we've got some great wines here. So some of those are going to be in that wheelbarrow.
All right. Now, where do they get their raffle tickets? And I would imagine now, if they want to, they can
absolutely,
go and get them.
Absolutely. Yeah. Although you could go to Facebook page and get them that way, mm-hmm. probably the easiest thing is simply to walk into the Tawaspe Insurance Agency. Mm-hmm. They have them. A Different Blend Coffee Shop, which is on the waterside directly across from Long John Silver's.
Yeah, I think it is mm-hmm. right over there. Yes, you are. Yep.
Okay, and raffle tickets also. Let's see, there's one more place.
There's one more place.
Do we know?
I think we know where that's at.
Oh, yeah, sure. It's Nordic.
Nordic Sports, yeah.
Sports.
Exactly.
And they always sell a lot. So.
They do. But now there's a finite number of tickets, though, right?
Yeah, we don't. An awful lot of people that do raffles do 7,000, 10,000
right.
tickets. We do only 3,000.
Wow.
That's it.
Wow.
So, really, there are a lot of good chances to win.
There really is, yeah. And now, how much are those raffle tickets?
Raffles are 1 for $5 or 5 for $20.
All right, a great deal. And as always, you know, the money goes right back into the Friends of the East House Library.
Yes, it does. And we're hoping, last year on this event, with 1,650 people attending, we raised $42,000.
Oh, wow.
Now, of course, some of that has to pay for the
tent,
you know, that kind of thing. But we were able to donate quite a bit of money. And in fact, they're going to start the dig on the library, they hope, in September.
Oh, nice. Long time coming, right?
Oh, indeed. 12 years.
Yeah, indeed.
I'm tired.
Well, you know, there's a lot of things going on, and so you need a lot of volunteers, and that's where you come in once again, Jess.
Right. We're still looking for volunteers, so volunteers to pour, volunteers to help sell the raffle tickets at the event, volunteers to help clean up and set up. And if you're interested in volunteering, we'd ask you to please contact Patty White, and her phone number is 989-984-7622.
All right, very good. And of course, if you volunteer, you kind of get a souvenir glass, and there's some things that come with it volunteering.
They get
a
glass and three drink tickets. And like I always say, most of these festivals give two drink tickets.
Right.
We give three, so they've got a start, and
you know
that's worth $10 or $12 on the day to get in.
Right.
So they're getting a nice gift.
There you go.
And you only do a shift, so you always have time to.
You got some time to also enjoy. Yeah, exactly.
Time to party.
Yeah.
Now you mentioned the price of entry tickets, $10 in advance, 12 day of. And where do they get those?
Those raffle tickets come from Village Chocolatier, Jasmine's business. They come from Tawaspe Insurance Agency. They come from the Brew Crew. Second block of
Newman Street.
Mm-hmm. And they also come from the Chamber of Commerce.
Very nice.
And I would urge people, if they want tickets and they're not going to be here till Saturday, because there are a lot of people who come from down below. We get people from Chicago. Some folks come from Ontario. My suggestion would be to them, call the chamber, ask them to hold them. They are open, I think, on Saturdays from 10 to 2 or 11 to 2.
Okay.
They could pick them up. It's inconvenient for us to have them pick them up at the door because a lot of times there's just a crush of people and we don't want to hold people up from getting in.
Very good. It is coming up Saturday, August 1st, Tawas Uncorked, 7th Annual Wine, Ale, and Food Festival. If they want more information, Mac, how do they get more info?
They can call me at 989-362-8197.
Mm-hmm.
They can also call Ryan. And if you'll give me a second
I'll give you a second to get his number,
Or Jazz, can they call you?
I think we have the numbers on the flyer.
There you go.
Oh, for
362-3409?
That would be the one for Ryan.
That's Ryan's number. There you go. See?
Wow.
You picked the perfect right-hand person there.
Well, you know, she's the co-chair taking my place when I go.
I see. Okay, all right.
So it's going to be her and Ryan next year. And I'm impressed. I mean, like I said to you last week, we got an attorney. She's a mechanical engineer.
You got it made.
Hey.
You got it made.
And creative.
We're going to miss you, Mac, but you're putting it into good hands. That's for sure.
And plus, I'm going to be there, and I'm going to enjoy myself next year. I'm not going to have to work.
Right. I don't blame you. All right.
We are excited.
Yeah.
Pray for us a little bit.
Okay, just a little.
Just a wee bit.
Yeah, we don't want to miss this stuff. We don't want anybody to feel like something's changed.
You know, I just think they're going to get better and better because they're younger. They've got creative ideas.
You're right.
They've got ideas I don't have that I kind of think, I'm not so sure about that. And then we do it, and it's, wow, it's good. So, you know, it's time for me to go and them to take over.
Noon till 6 on Saturday, August 1st at beautiful Harbor Park in East Taos. It is Taos Uncorked, the 7th Annual Wine, Ale, and Food Festival. And Mac, before we let you go, you got some great sponsors who are making this also very, very, very successful.
Hey, and you guys are one of them.
We are.
The radio station.
So I figured we better mention us.
Well, and what I love about it is you guys are going to be there. You're going to broadcast. You're going to interview
until three,
our people.
Yeah.
And of course, we've got the Irishman for you to interview, but we have a French guy here.
Oh, okay.
He's doing some work with Griffin. Mm-hmm. We want him to be interviewed and, you know, some of our vintners. So that's always fun.
Sure.
Also, Neiman's sponsors us, and you know, this means a minimal gift of $1,500.
Yes.
And Dr. Charles Kudwa, his first year, or Kudwa, sorry.
Right.
And then, of course, we've got our gold sponsors, and that's Village Chocolatier, and let's see, we've got two more of those. Again, give me a minute.
I'll give you a minute here. You got so many things to think about.
Well, I do. I'm trying to vision the front of the St. Joseph Hospital.
Yeah, St. Joseph Health System,
second
yes.
one, and there is a third one.
There is a third one.
This is terrible, but you know what? You're interviewing me next week.
Make sure we get that on for next week for sure. Well, Jasmine Tubbs and Mac McKinnon, we appreciate you spending some time to talk about Taos Uncorked coming up Saturday, August 1st at Harbor Park in East Taos.
Hey, thanks for having us.